بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last night we spoke of the first category amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, those who have not earned the happiness and appreciation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to them as the mu'tadin. Mu'tadin, those who exceed the limits and those who go beyond the limits and the parameters and the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for them. Tonight we move on to the group who have earned the love of Allah, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. We spoke from this group, we spoke of the first category known as the muhsineen, and tonight we move on to those known as at-tawwabin. Surah Baqarah, ayah number 222, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two categories whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really loves. Tonight we will focus on the first category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves at-tawwabin. At-tawwabin are those who repeatedly and constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to Allah in tawbah, in repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-ta'ibin. There's a difference between ta'ib and tawwab. Ta'ib is one who turns to Allah perhaps once or twice. Tawwab is the one who repeatedly turns towards Allah. Every time he finds an opportunity to go back to Allah, he does so. Allah loves these people who repeatedly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because by constantly and repeatedly turning back to Allah, you show Allah that Allah is the master and you are the slave. Can you imagine a slave who goes against the wishes of the master, or who does not carry out and fulfill the instructions of the master, and he feels nothing about it? He does not seek for forgiveness. He does not look for an opportunity to go back to the master and to make amends. Can you imagine what the master would think of such a person? But that slave who every time he makes a mistake, or he fails to carry out an instruction or a commandment, he goes back to the master and he seeks for forgiveness. And he tries to repair the relationship and he tries to get closer to the master once again. Allah loves those. Why? Because they have within them humility. They have within themselves humbleness. They acknowledge and they accept that Allah is the master and they are the slave. So Allah loves those who keep on going back to Allah. And Allah creates for us opportunities to do that. What is tawbah? Tawbah literally means ar-ruju'. Ar-ruju', what does ar-ruju' mean? To go back. Tawbah is not simply seeking forgiveness and continuing with life as you were continuing with life. Tawbah is where you turn around. So the opportunity Allah has created for us is Ramadan, to turn our lives around. After the month of Ramadan, your life cannot be the same as it was before the month of Ramadan. There must be a physical, there must be an apparent, there must be a visible change in your life. You have turned around and you have now chosen a new path and a new direction, and that is towards Allah. That's tawbah. Tawbah is where you turn around and you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through acts of righteousness and acts of piety. Allah loves them. Allah says Allah loves at-tawwabin. In one ayah of the Quran, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to accept your tawbah. Allah wants to accept your tawbah. Every time you turn to Allah, Allah wants to accept your tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَاءُ. Every child of Adam is a sinner, will commit sin. Every single child of Adam, every single human being will commit sin. Allah did not create us so that we do not commit sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every child of Adam will sin. So Allah did not create us so that we do not sin, but Allah created us so that we realize how to deal with the sin. Sometimes, after the sin, you are closer to Allah than before committing the sin. After committing the sin, at times, you are closer to Allah than before committing the sin. When you know how to deal with that sin. When that sin created within you a sense of remorse, a sense of grief, and it propelled you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ, the best of sinners, التَّوَّابُونَ, are those who make tawbah. And who time and again, repeatedly, every time, they err, they make a mistake, they turn towards Allah, and they direct their life in the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to live. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained how happy Allah becomes when one makes tawbah. When you turn your life around to ensure that it is in harmony with the desires of Allah. Lallahu afrah bi tawbati abdihi min al-aqim al-walid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah is happier, much, much more happier with your tawbah than a barren woman who could not give birth for many years, but eventually Allah gave her a child. Can you imagine how happy she would be? Allah is even happier than that. Even happier than that when you make tawbah to Allah. وَمِنَ الضَّالِ الْوَاجِبِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happier with you when you make tawbah than the one who lost something really close and something really precious and then finds it. How happy you become. Sometimes you lose something very, very valuable and you are perturbed and you are overtaken by worry and concern and anxiety, and when you find it, how happy do you become? Allah becomes more happier than that when you make tawbah to Allah. وَمِنَ الضَّمْآنَ الْوَارِدِ, and Allah is more happier with your tawbah, with your repentance, than that thirsty person who is on the brink of dying out of thirst but then finds water. How happy that person would be. Allah's happiness with your tawbah is even greater than that person's happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.